Good afternoon. Good Friday. And happy 5 o'clock. The time for In You All Along here on WMFO Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio. Where we begin right now. Today's feature presentation.
I know you're leaving, it's too long overdue. For far too long, I've had nothing new to shout to you. Goodbye, dry eyes, I watched your plane fade off west of the moon. And it felt so strange. Walk away alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back. We'd only cry. Say goodbye again. The hours that were yours echo like empty rooms. The thoughts we used to share I now keep alone. I woke last night and spoke to you, not thinking you were gone. And it felt so strange to lie awake alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye again. Our friends have tried to turn my nights to day. Strange faces, a new place, can't keep the ghosts away. Now just beyond the darkest hour, and just behind the dawn, it still feels so strange to leave my life alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye again. there's no regrets. No tears, goodbye. I don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye.
Thank you. Arlington.
There's beautiful people in the bar tonight. Not much of a looker. She does all right. He says it's an outlaw, and it always scores. They all have a motto.
Arlington.
To my feet, not another rip down.
Happy Friday once again, and thanks for tuning in. How about these times we're living in, huh? How about these times? I have actually no idea where to go with that. I know folks that are doing wonderfully, folks that are doing terribly, people that are... I will say this. I have been so happy every time I've seen any of you lately. And that is a big improvement in my life. Nothing else means as much. I've been like struggling to relearn how to talk to you, all of you out there, when I see you around. And I want to thank you for your patience with me as I try to find the balance between telling you everything I've had to say to you for the past year and a half and just enjoying your company. So with that said, we just heard from Juliana Hatfield, the Juliana Hatfield 3 specifically, with Feeling Massachusetts from 1995's Become What You Are. That was always a song to me that felt like a lot of ennui and boredom here in Massachusetts that I was listening to during a long summer that year. So anyway, perfect for now. I'm definitely feeling Massachusetts. I'd like to feel somewhere else for a little while sometime soon. Before that, we heard from Emmett Swimming from the DC suburbs of Virginia with their song Arlington, about the suburb of the week. Not our Arlington, but I think it fits very well for our Arlington also. That was from their album Arlington to Boston from 1996. Prior to that, we heard from Immersion featuring Colin Newman from Wire, but their song Sleepless off their album of the same name from back in 2018. Still kicking myself for missing that show with Great Scott. Rest in peace, Great Scott. If Great Scott is dead, long live Great Scott. Let's hope it reemerges as they say it might. Prior to that, we heard from the Walker Brothers with their 1975 comeback single, No Regrets, originally a Tom Rush song from several years earlier. And of course, we open up this show with the 1983 HBO feature presentation theme by Ferdinand J. Smith III. You can go online and not only watch the entire HBO living room to coasting over the suburban neighborhood to soaring into space with the floating, shiny logo, minute and a half pre-movie entry they used to have, but you can also find what they used to periodically run on HBO in the early 80s, which was the How They Made That video, also on YouTube. There's no paid promotional consideration here for YouTube. It is still a good use of your time this weekend. We have a long weekend coming up. Lots to do, lots of time. But only an hour here, so let's get on to some more good music.
said were all quite true. And in a perfect world, I'd be the king of everything. But I don't know anymore. Why don't
favorite author. through all your favorite books, which had all your favorite words. They do nothing for you now. You should be lying on your back with a glow in your heart.
Everybody's so frustrated. tumor growing on my body.
You know, I should tell you that the reason I'm... So I often use this music from Rocky that I'm talking over right now. It's part of my rotation for bed music. It's called Butkus. It's the music when he's walking his dog Butkus, and you kind of like get the sense of this beefy bulldog lumbering along down the sidewalk. Philadelphia, take no prisoners attitude. Anyway, but today in my feed, I got a delightful photograph of none other than Burt Young, Paulie from Rocky. Burt Young. How old is Burt Young these days? Gerald Tommaso DeLuise, known professionally as Burt Young, 81 years old. Delightful picture of him lounging in the pool promoting Aqua. I can't even say it. It's a non-commercial radio station promoting some kind of bottled water, telling everyone to hydrate. So this is for you, Burt Young. Don't forget to text your comments, complaints, criticism, and contempt to the DJ text line at 781-350-3264. Let me know you're listening. We all like to know you're listening down here. Most recently, you were listening to a band called Scooter J from Toronto, Ontario, and that was their song called She's an Organizer off of a four-song EP called Vaccinated Fantasy from back in November of last year. Prior to that, we heard from Those Darlings with Ain't Afraid from 2013's Blur the Line. You may have heard that here on In You All Along back in 2017 when the front woman of Those Darlings, Jesse Zazu, died of cervical cancer in that year. Got a lot of airplay then, and it's still a great song and still deserves to be heard. Before that, we heard from The Operators. Oh, The Operators, one of my favorite local bands of the greater Boston area over the years. With their song, The Look, and that came off of the compilation called Not Dead Yet, Handstand Command 5th Anniversary, which I think is from 2004. Somebody stole that CD out of my car. It was so good. Handstand Command being a collective of people that a lot of them overlap from one band to the next. They used to play on one another's bills. It was a good time. It was a good time. The early 2000s. Prior to that, we heard from Hefner with Pull Yourself Together. That was from their album. I was actually from a single of theirs from 1998 on the Two Pure label, and we opened up that set. What did we open up? Speed Fossil, another local act, with their song Invisible off of 2017's You're So Next. It's fun to say. Anyway, we got so much good stuff coming up. Stay tuned. Make sure to text in and give me a piece of your mind at 781-350-3264.
Găsind că la mine mi-este bun. Azi sunt clar că nimeni This is the ivory-billed woodpecker, Campyphyllis principalis. This audio was recorded on the 9th and 14th of April, 1935, by Cornell University ornithology professors Arthur Allen and Peter Paul Kellogg in the Singer Tract.
They're both on that field.
The ivory-billed woodpecker hasn't been officially sighted since 1944 and is probably extinct, although many believe a small population could still exist somewhere in the swampy forests of southeastern North America. Because of its specialized feeding requirements, the ivory-billed woodpecker existed naturally at very low population densities, with an area of perhaps around 25 square kilometers required per pair. The species fed on beetle larvae, living inside dead and rotting timber. One decaying tree would provide food for a pair of birds for a few weeks. After the food supply in the tree was exhausted, they would move in search of another suitable location. A small group consisting of several pairs would therefore need a minimum of 100 square kilometers of undisturbed, mature forest to be able to survive. Intensive logging of the area from the late 19th century onwards, driven by the construction requirements of rapid urbanization, left the formerly vast habitat of the ivory-billed woodpecker fragmented and greatly reduced. By the early 20th century, the bird was thought to be nearing extinction, which only served to drive demand for taxidermied specimens. In 1924, a pair of birds was found by Arthur Allen, one of the recordists of this audio, and his wife Elsa near Taylor Creek. A taxidermist heard of the find and shot both birds while the couple were briefly away from the site. In 1932, a sizable population was rumored to exist in the Singer Tract, a parcel of land along the Tensas River, around 300 square kilometers in size, which was once owned by the Singer Sewing Machine Company. At the time, it was the largest remaining piece of virgin forest in the region. Arthur Allen, along with his colleague Peter Kellogg, decided to travel to the Singer Tract to investigate the rumor, with the goal of making audio and video recordings of this vanishing bird. After 3 days of searching in the swamp, they had success, finding a pair nesting in a red maple. Their recording equipment was transported to the site on a wagon by mule. The area was too swampy for cars or trucks. Tape recorders had not yet been invented. What you can now hear was originally documented by Allen and Kellogg using the Movietone sound system. This was an optical process of recording audio. It worked by converting vibrations into electrical impulses, and then light of varying intensity, which was captured on motion picture film. After the film was developed, the process would be reversed, converting the light images back into electrical impulses, which were then converted back into sound. Their work with the ivory-billed woodpecker was one of the first recordings made of animal vocalizations. In 1937, the Singer Company sold the logging rights to the land to the Chicago Mill and Lumber Company, and logging began in 1938. In April 1944, the last ivory-billed woodpecker in the Singer Tract was observed, a female in a small patch of uncut timber, surrounded on all sides by raised forest. This was the last confirmed sighting of the ivory-billed woodpecker.
They're both on the tree.
In the meantime, the Singer Tract has been largely reforested and is now part of the Tensas River National Wildlife Refuge, in the hope of the ivory-billed woodpecker's return.
Thank you. Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right. Well, that hour went fast. It went fast for me anyway. Didn't go fast for you, agonizing there at home waiting for it to end. But you can complain about that by texting me with a postmortem at 781-350-3264. We just heard from Madhu Mukhtar, the only Tuareg musician ever to appear here on In You All Along, with his new song, Tai Lot, from his new forthcoming anyway album, Afrique Big Team. I have longed to say something like this for so long. Madhu Mukhtar will be playing at the Sinclair in Harvard Square on September the 12th. Oh, it feels good to announce live music again. Prior to that, we heard from Extinction Room from their album called Extinction Stories. And that one was Ivory Billed Woodpecker, Campophilus Principalis. Back in 2020, we opened up that short set with Abel Harutyunyan with his 1979 song called Tears, which came out in a compilation just this year from, what's the record label called? It's from Terrestrial Funk in Miami, Florida. The compilation is called Silk Road, Journey of the Armenian Diaspora, 1971 and 1982. Terrific compilation, terrific liner notes. That is going to do it for me here on In You All Along, here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned for more pre-programmed, pre-recorded canned radio coming up next.
Did you see her smile? Did she change your whole world when you saw her smile? Did you see her smile? All the